Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. We give God all the praise and all the glory. He's finally come to pray. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our jobs and our homes.
To the Tony Gill Show. Man, I'm having a great day. I'm just having a good time. The sun is just shining bright in Houston and surrounding areas. I just want to welcome everybody again to another episode of the Tony Gill Show. And so I'm saying welcome everybody because, you know, we have a lot of people listening all the time and sending requests. And they have a lot of calls. I just want to welcome everybody and thank everybody for being here tonight. We have another great show for you tonight, like none other. We always try to bring the best of the best of the best people, you know, in the world, you know, and hey, to connect people with other people, you know. That's how we do it. I want to welcome you again tonight. And if you're a guest or if you just want to talk to the get the one tonight, you must press the one on your phone, because we have a lot of callers and people in the chat room that be asking questions, and we want to try to give everybody, but make sure you try to press one so I know that you are a guest or you want to have something you want to say on the radio tonight, so we'll know, you know, that you're there. You know, so I want to thank you for doing that for us. And we're going to put a request now. I got to get this out. This is a new CD, a new artist. We're not new. New music, new ministry is not new. But the song, the single is new. Can't Nobody. It's new, and they out of North Carolina. And again, yes, on the chat line. Again, yes, thank you again. Yeah, the song we just heard was from my CD. Yes, I praise him, Jesus. From my CD called Yet I Praise Him, Jesus. Uniting Families. That's from my CD. And the lead on that was Betrina Lacey. She's the cousin of Kim Burrell out of Houston, Texas. And they did that together here in Houston and in the studio with live musician Chris Edwards on the keyboards. And we had Brad Jack. And we had a lot of people, JJ Dye and Paris Early. A lot of my friends worked on that project with us to get it out. So that was Yet I Praise Him, Jesus. You know, check that out. That's from my CD. And here we go again for my request line. We're going to make sure we get this in, because I promise I'm going to get this in. I want to do that. Also, we got our caller tonight with my friend, my good buddy, I guess a host for the night, Dr. Beth Howard, joining us tonight as well. So we got a great friend. Thank God for your time. Thank God for life. Thank God for everything we have connected. Do the same thing. Anyway, have for us to just to do it. But thank you, and we'll be right back. Here's Nobody. Like, I knew we'll be back.
So hard to get through, the kind that weighed me down and make me feel so sad and blue. I realize I can't nobody.
just have to personally, right through here, thank Minister Kirk Carr. What a gift. You know, I just believe that God has the right person for the right person to make the right connection. And I've had many producers, many times that I've recorded, this man picked up my spirit, my God consciousness, that I feel what you feel, even what you're going through in your life. This man could be anywhere. I mean, the world is calling for him, and I thank God he came to see about little old me. Come on, let's thank God for Minister Kirk. Ah. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
might be crying, you might be crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
riding on that airplane that day.
My.
I thought about everything you'd been through.
Yeah.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution?
I pray for you.
And God said, tell him to pray.
That's it.
Pray for me.
And watch him change.
Watch
things.
God watch change.
Woo!
Yeah.
I pray for you.
And you pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change things.
And I'll pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change things. Oh, if you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? 'Cause I'm gonna be praying for you. What God? Now, you know what's gonna happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody, tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change me.
Won't it change? Won't it change? Pray for you. You pray for me.
Trying to throw something, you know, you trying to, you know, you trying to do the work of the Lord, you're trying to just do what you're supposed to do. You know, have some difficulties, but that's all right. You know, a lot of people didn't know about it, but you know, we rolling on. Just tonight, Dr. Bradford Howard, how you doing tonight, sir?
You know, Tony, I'm doing good. I'm so glad to be back. Can I say something real quick?
Oh yeah, of course you can. You know,
listen,
you can.
Well, thank you for praying for me, but I wanted just a quick testimony across the radio. I had had a supposedly severe problem with my kidneys and my prostate and was bleeding internally. And last Monday, I went to the doctors after prayer and being in fast, and my prostate is excellent. My kidney is excellent. And everything else is healed within 1 week's time by the goodness of God. So those people that are listening on the outside, I told you I couldn't be on for one time before, but God healed my kidney and my prostate, and nobody can believe, the doctors can't believe how fast everything happened.
That's a miracle, and that's a testimony that everybody, people love to hear it. You know, hear good testimony, maybe carry someone that might be going through as well, man. Thank you for that testimony, Doc.
Well, you know something, you're waking up one morning and they're telling you all these problems, and the Lord said, fast and pray and trust me, and I did it, and the doctors, they can't find anything wrong with me now. And
amen.
Praise God, God did it, and I'm happy.
Amen, amen. God bless, man. God bless. Man, I'm glad, man. So, yo, are you up back running around again, and
I'm moving around, and I heard you talk about your weather. It was snowing up here in Connecticut.
What?
Yeah, it was snowing this morning.
We had snow,
had to clean off the car before I went to church. But, yeah, I had shut myself down while, you know, I was letting God heal me. And so I'm back to being me.
All right.
But thank you for the prayer, Tony.
Oh, man, you know it, man. You know, you're a good friend of mine, man. And I thank you for everything for you doing, man. All your radio stations, your shows, your awards, I've been looking, you know, to check everything out, man. I just thank God for your friendship and being a part of this show.
Well, I'm so happy. Let me tell you something, Tony. I'll just make this real quick. Ever since I've been following your tutelage as a guest host, God has just been, you know, just blessing me. You know, I'm receiving an International Peace Award this coming next week.
Yeah.
And I just recently signed with a record label last week. So all the stuff is just happening by God, a senior citizen, and I'm blessed at this age.
Oh, man. That's fantastic, man. That
so
is a
thank
great
you
man.
For, thank you for your mentoring. Thank you for your patience being with me and just praying and letting me just learn from you. And I just thank you so much.
I just thank you, man, for everything, man, for your God just putting us together, you know, and just working together. That's what it's all about, man, just working together. That's it. So thanks for being here, man. Thanks for being here tonight. We got some guests on the phone. And I know they're real busy, and I don't want to play anything else or take up the time. We got the McCoy there, and they the CEO. I mean, these are film people. Movie. Phenomenal people. I mean, DNA Filmworks. You know, they just. I don't know how. God just sent me to good people. Now he just direct my steps, my pathway to really to run into people. And you know, when I run into them, I'm the first thing I do is invite them to the show. You already know that. I'm invited because like I love when I get hold of the great people. We're going to bring them on. You know, right now, we're not going to pay no more. We're going to bring them on, introduce to McCoy, everybody, right now. Good evening to McCoy. How you doing tonight?
How you doing, Tony?
Hey, Tony. We're good.
All right. It's good to hear you all tonight. I want to welcome you all tonight. And thank you for your patience and your time, you know, being with me tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, and I know you all got a lot going on. I know you all are busy. You know, but I just want you all to introduce yourself to, you know, everybody that's listening, because we got a lot of people listening, tuning tonight. This is one of my best episodes already. The ratings are already up already. I thank you for that.
Well, my name is Apostle Dwayne McCoy, and I'm a preacher and a filmmaker. Lord bless me with a lovely wife, Antoinette. And she's right here. And she's also my partner in everything, you know. And the Lord has, like, again, he gave us a record company years ago. And now we're making films and many major doors, just today, a major door has opened up for us. And it's awesome what the Lord is doing, you know, and how he's bringing our company into, the vision he gave us into fruition. And so we're very thankful for that, you know, and excited about what the Lord is doing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I know it's kind of short, but you know, I'm kind of like short person. No, I'm not short actually, but you know, I'm short in speech.
I understand. We understand. Well, somebody asked in the chat room, they said, well, can you just tell them how did you all just, you know, get started or what happened? I mean, they want to know, how did you start? What did you do?
I can answer that. Okay, I mean, it started with a vision, you know. I mean, years ago when me and my wife got married in 1997, about 17 years now, going to 18, I think it'd be our 18th year this year. And, you know, after we got together, you know, I mean, the way we met was just beautiful. I mean, we were engaged before you know it. And I found myself just sharing with my wife what was in my heart, you know, the things that God was showing me, you know, and the Lord was showing me, you know, my ministry and as far as the church and you know, the record company and the vision for the filmmaking and all that kind of stuff. And years ago, I told her about it. You know, it kind of put out, my wife said to me not too long afterwards, you know, hey, you know, at first I didn't believe, but then when the Lord confirmed it through a prophet, she was on board ever since, you know, and it's been coming to pass, you know, it has come to pass. The Lord has established a lot of things, and we're in that position now where we're actually making films. Basically how it started with a desire, you know, and then the Lord started giving me dreams in 2004 about the end times, you know, and they were very, very vivid dreams about the rapture. I mean, back to back, you know, major dreams that I could actually, you know, remember as if it was yesterday. And so when the Holy Spirit put in our hearts to actually start to produce films, that was the first one that we felt to do. So I kind of already felt like this would be the one that we should do about the end times, and that's how New World Order came about.
Hmm. Well,
which I already know about.
Okay, did you do any kind of did anyone do any kind of plays or any kind of, I don't know, anything at a church productions or anything, you know, I mean, you know, to before this project?
No, it was just simply, it was just something that God put in me. I always knew that. Well, I got to say, it's just straight, it's just a God-given talent that the Holy Spirit just gave me. You know, I didn't go to school. Well, neither one of us went to school. I mean, when for film or anything like that. When it came time, Holy Spirit put it in the heart, I started researching how to write scripts, and I started to study the craft of directing, and my wife started to research how to produce and basically to start a film from scratch, which basically, you know, hit the budget and, you know, pull your actors together and the business aspect of it. So we kind of like educated ourselves offline, I mean online. And it was hands-on, you know, through a hands-on experience, actually doing it, the Holy Spirit, you know, guiding us through it, and turned out very well. You know, our first film, never went to school or anything like that, but it had distribution, like, the next day after it was released. We actually had a theater, we ran it in the theater, AMC Theaters. It was a sold-out event, very successful, you know, for our first one, and we thank God for that. But no, you know, we educated ourselves off online. That's how we learn. Hello.
Having some weary days, it's hard to give God the praise. I know. somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonder, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day.
The signs and wonder.
Signs and wonder.
Miracles.
Miracles.
Mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just hold on.